The fourth question about accessibility to the airports. That's a big point. We've been doing this thing in another work, calculating the distance between. We did it with train station actually. So we used the population grid. It's again Eurostat data set. There is also another one. It's like a 1 kilometer population grid made by Eurostat. There for most countries, there are even more detailed population grids, either made by national statistical offices or Facebook, actually. Facebook distributes some open data, including, I think, a 30-meter population grid. So what we did with train station, but we didn't quite do with airports, I mean, in a separate work, but this is something that could be looked into, because part of the question is, like, how far is an airport or a train station from where people actually live? So you take the population grid. What we did was like query OpenStreetMap for the travel distance by different modality, again, bike or car or whatever, public transport to the airport, and then take it from there. Of course, like data on local public transport is not great, especially with OpenStreetMap. You could do that somehow with Google Maps and Google API or API by other online providers, but then it would end up like costing a lot of money if you are doing, you know, this query for all population grid cells. So there are different ways to go about this question, and I think it's something I might share the link to the work we did on trains, the distance between where people live and train stations, which is useful. This one between airports and where people live is interesting, but it's, I think, more complicated because a lot depends on the quality of public transportation to the airport and how comfy it is to get there. If there's you know, nice train from the town center, sometimes it's really kind of a nuisance to get to these airports. And about the second questions, I should check. I don't remember now that we calculated the distance in the tables. I think I've included basically all the table that were in the slides. I think included all main routes that can be traveled by train. It didn't filter by location yet, while in the map it was only routes that took less than 6 hours. I am afraid London Barcelona is more than 6 hours actually, but the table I shared included all of them. It was before the matching with the train datasets. It was like all the routes that can possibly be traveled by train, no matter the time.
Thank you for the